What an awesome day to be in the land of living. This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I am so godly proud to be connected to you and to celebrate every morning with you on the Morning Inspirational Vitamin. It is absolutely phenomenal, and yesterday we broke records, over 2,500 views on yesterday because of you, reposting and sharing. Many people are joining our morning family. Tell your friends to become our friends so they can post the video as well. But most of all, get this encouraging word to start their day off in the morning. So let's start this day as we always do by giving God the best praise we can from wherever we are. Father, I thank you for you are awesome and mighty, and there is none like you, God. We lift you high in all the earth. You are wonderful, and we love you, and we thank you, God, for another opportunity to bless your name and to give you praise. God, I thank you today for life, health, and strength, and for this gift called Thursday, one we've never seen before and one we'll never see again. God, help us to celebrate you every moment, every minute of this day. So, God, I pray for those who are connected to this call. I pray for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray that you protect them on the road, the airways, the byways, the highways, wherever they may travel today, even in their own home. Protect their children and bring us back safely together at that appointed time. In your name we pray, amen, amen, amen. I am so excited to be with you on this morning, as I am every morning. So let's go to the word of the Lord on this morning. Psalm 27, verse 13. It reads this: I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait on the Lord. Family, have you ever noticed that sometimes we can get in such a hurry that we forget the little things? Sometimes we can be so ready to get rid of Monday and get through Monday, and we have to realize that God is not making any more time, that we're wasting time. We're running and rushing and ripping and roaring, doing everything we can, and we're losing time, the most precious thing we have. At the end of our lives, we will not sit back and lament not making another dollar or having a bigger house. We're going to sit back and wish we had more time. This text here says that you are what God has called us to be, and that is to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. David says something here that we must learn how to watch our wait. We must learn how to make sure that we are not rushing through and missing God. David said, I would have fainted. Fainted means a loss of consciousness. Fainted means that something happened and maybe I didn't have enough food, the spiritual word to keep me strong, or water to cleanse my spirit, or even more importantly, rest that empowers my spirit. What are we doing that's not allowing us to trust in the Lord with all our hearts? The Bible says this, that we are to wait on the Lord. Why are we rushing and getting ahead of God when God already knows what we need, how much we need it, and when we need it? So, family, today I'm encouraging you and I'm supercharging you that on this day, let's do what David said so we can have what David had. David said, wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Slow down and watch miracles come into your life today. Let's pray. Awesome God you are, magnificent God you are. I thank you and I lift you high in all the earth. Father, you are awesome and mighty, and you do all things well. God, we're going to trust you today with our lives. We're going to lift you high in all the earth, God, and we're going to believe you that while we wait on you, you're already working on our behalf. So, Father, I today lift up those who may be in a hurry for this or that to go here or there. But, God, I pray that you would give them peace where they are to know that you do all things well. So, God, I pray that your peace and power resides upon us this day and opens doors that no man can shut and closes doors that no man can open. And for this, God, I will bless you and give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Family, I'm so godly excited to be connected to you this morning, and I pray miracles upon your life. It's time to go, y'all. Watch for those miracles. And remember this, wait on the Lord. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. And amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Peace.